Well, hot day comes out. Everybody, not too many people want to be out here, so this game was crucial to get down or done for us because we needed it, and we fell behind early. Came back and pulled through.
Got a double off Ebersold in the second. Take us through the at-bat there.
Led me off with a curveball. I watched it go by. I saw it. It gave me three straight balls, and I was waiting for a fastball. He gave me it, and I let her have it.
Another two-bagger in the seventh, and off their reliever, Tommy Alston. Take me through that one.
I was a little anxious. I wasn't waiting so long for that one. I saw one on the outside corner, and I took it there.
You drew a walk as well in that four-run sixth inning, and that's what got it going. You walked after two outs, and then the floodgates opened up.
Yeah, it's never over until there's three outs. Obviously, we proved that right there. Any base runner was good, so just getting on base is all we needed. Stole second and got home. That started a big rally we needed.
So you're down to two outs in that sixth. I mean, did you do anything different in the at-bat coming into the sixth inning with two outs that, you know, maybe you didn't do earlier in the game?
I was going to see more pitches. I was definitely going to, if I saw the one that was mine, I was going to take it. But I was definitely just going to try to get on base and hopefully get to second somehow.
What do you look for going in to an at-bat, or does it depend on the situation?
It definitely depends on the situation. Early in the game, you want to take a couple pitches just to see it, get his pitch count up maybe. As the game goes on, you know what you're going to see. You're not going to take anybody out of the game, obviously. So if he gives you one that you like, take it.